expectations that you've had that you want to share briefly, hear that, briefly, with everybody else. I didn't warn you I was going to do this bit, but, you know. Is there anything that anybody wants to share briefly from the conversations you've been having, your response to the Word of God this morning that you've been looking at? Briefly. Yeah. Is it on? Is it on?
Hello, hello. The two verses we had were Acts 2:42-47 and John 3:16. The first one in Acts talks about the early church spending time together, doing everything, doing life together. And the things that we got out of it together were that it was really genuine. There was no rule book. And it kind of followed an order, but it was sharing and helping, love and acceptance, spontaneous from the heart. It was genuine, and no one really felt there was a duty. They had to do it because it was expected. They did it because they wanted to. And that led us on nicely to the next verse, which was John 3:16, which talks about Jesus giving of himself. And he didn't do it because he had to. He did it because he wanted to, because of love and his love for us. And that, I think we stopped there and we paused to reflect on what self-sacrifice means in terms of giving.
Great. Thank you. Nice link between those two verses. Rob, over here.
We talked a lot. I can't imagine why. We talked a lot, but somebody wrote down, not me, the more you are able to bless others as you are led by God, the more he is wanting to bless you, because God gave everything for us. Not my words.
Thank you. Anybody else want to add anything? You agree. Not your words, but you agree. I'm glad you do. Yeah, okay.
We had 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 7, and it says, remember, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And then we had John 3:16, and when you think about what God gave. God was so generous in giving his son. When you focus on that first, then the other verses sort of
fall into place.
With that. Yeah.
Okay, lovely, thank you. Anybody else?
As we're about saying that we're all equal, and God gives people second chances, and like that nobody can be better than anyone else, and he loves us all.
Okay, cool, thank you. You got a beautiful picture. I can't show that on the microphone, can I? Yeah, you have. Well done, Jay. Your drawing's coming on well. Oh, sorry, Lucy. Yeah, okay. Anybody else want to add anything? You did that on purpose, didn't you, when I was stood there?
I will be brief.
Okay. That'd be a first.
We had Luke 3, verse 11, which says, if you have 2 shirts, you keep one and you give one away, which is sharing. And then John 3, verse 16 is a sacrifice God made.
That's brief. Thank you. Okay.
I think particularly with the John 3:16, it's a really short verse, one that we probably all know. And there's nothing complicated about it. God just gave his son. Simple as, and I guess perhaps in terms of sacrifice, that's something in terms of our time, although it doesn't come close to that. Maybe we just need to just do it rather than kind of wrap it up in something complicated.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
We had Acts 2. 42-47, and at the end of that verse it says that God added to that number daily of people that were saved. And I think we as a church need to look at people outside of the church and show them what we have here.
Great, thank you. Okay, I am going back to the front now, so don't put your hand up. Okay, so a number of you had similar verses, particularly the John 3:16 verse. And as Lynn pointed out, when we get our heads around that verse, then everything else flows from it. God has given us his everything. God has given us his all. He is our sustainer, provider, our almighty God. And so when we get to grips with that, and when we are serious about wanting to live our lives in response to what God has done for us, then, like we've heard said, everything else flows from it. We're not giving of ourselves, our time, our money, our energies, or anything out of compulsion. But like the Acts 2 verse says, the early church, it describes them as they devoted themselves. They did it because they loved Jesus. They did it in response to Jesus. They gave their whole lives. Everything about them was focused on serving God through Christ, their Lord and Savior. And that's the part I really wanted to draw out. Yes, we do that through our financial giving, and that's really important. And pray for us as a leadership team this week. We are looking at the first draft of the proposed budget for 2017. That's not something that excites everybody, but it's so important. If we are going to be strategic in our thinking and doing and deciding as a church, so that we can meet the needs of what's already happening, and those who don't yet know Jesus are drawn in as well, then we need to get that right. So pray for us in that. Yes, it is about how we give our time and tasks that need completing. We've got a lot going on over the next couple of weeks as a church, and we have various tasks that are still, we don't have anybody helping with certain aspects of arranging for the church anniversary weekend. Speak to Joe. But it's not all about that, is it? You hear us from the front regularly saying, we need more help with Little Wonders, because we do. And that's a ministry where we connect with how many families at the moment? 150 families, maybe, during the course of a month. And we need to sustain that. So please, do think about how you're serving God. But it doesn't stop there. I was helping with street pastors at the fireworks display last night, and one of the other street pastors that was there, our purpose of being there was to engage with people between the age of 13 and 19 and talk to them about what their needs are in Bromsgrove at the moment. We had a great time. And one of the other street pastors saying he was visiting a church in the week where they had a sign above the door, on the way out. Get that? On the way out, which had the words on it, you are now entering a place of worship. On the way in, we know that, it's obvious. But on the way out, it's just the same. When we step out of the door this morning, our giving to God of ourselves in every aspect of our lives doesn't stop, and then we pick it up again next Sunday when we come back in the door, or at some point during the week if we're here during the week. It's about our everything. It's about all that we are doing. It's about ourselves. It's about our local community. And over here, we're demonstrating that as a church, as Christians, we're mindful of how we give ourselves to other people as well. So we've got the two things going on here. The toys will be going tomorrow morning to Birmingham City Mission, and they will be distributing them to families that they are in touch with, and children will be blessed because we have taken this time and effort to do this, and they will have things at Christmas. Otherwise, they would have a bit of an empty Christmas. So we need to pray for Birmingham City Mission as they do that. We're going to do that in a bit. The shoebox is here. We need to say thank you again to Pauline Wilkes and others who have helped put over 100 boxes together. And we're going to watch a DVD in a minute where from Operation Christmas Child, which explains where some of these boxes may well end up. The DVD is about just one particular project in one particular place. When I was in Bosnia in June, I was chatting to a couple of people in Sarajevo who receive boxes to distribute to families. And I was talking to them about the difference it makes to the families that receive them. You'll see that on the DVD in the delight in the children's faces. Just think about that, because that's replicated around the world. And one of the challenges that Novimost have, particularly in Sarajevo, is working out which families to give their boxes to. And on their prayer diary this week, they ask us to pray for them in that. So let's have a watch of the DVD, and then we'll talk some more in a moment.